读一些的圣经节。
So read a few Bible passages.
民数记第十四章二十四节。
Numbers 24:14.
旧约的民数记第十十四章第二十四节。
14:24.
哦，对不起。他这里说哈，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
以弗所书第四章第二十三节。以弗所书四章二十三节。又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
又要把你们心智改换一新。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
罗马书第十二章第二节。
Romans 12:2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Philippians 2:5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ.
我们知道原文的意思哈，你们当以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
In the original it says, be the mind be in you which was also in Christ.
不是讲我们的心哈，不是讲我们的 heart, 乃是讲我们的心思要像我们的主的心思。
It's not our heart, but our mind be the mind of Christ.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter 4.
彼得前书第四章头两节哈，第一第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了，你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to lust of men, but to the will of God.
我们读多一点哈，我们读提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十二十一节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自解，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver.But also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians 5.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Second Corinthians 5:9.
所以无论是住在身内离开身外， 我们立了志向，要得神的喜悦。
Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him.
最后一段，腓立比书第一章第二十节。
Philippians 1:20.
我们只读上面这一半句话，后面这一半句话，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
As always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
我去看一看这个过去跟弟兄姊妹交通过一些的话。
I reviewed what I've shared in the past with brothers and sisters.
特别是去年年底的时候。
Especially at the end of last year.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通到要郑重所听见的道。
I said that we have to be serious about the word that we have heard.
希伯来书的作者说，我们要很郑重、很注意我们所听见的道理。
Hebrews said that we have to pay great attention to what we have heard.
因为如果我们不专注去听的话，有一个危险的结局。
If we do not listen carefully, there's going to be a danger.
那个结局就是随流失去。
And what is that consequence? It is you will be flow. We will go with the flow.
我们在想什么是我们的随流失去呢？
What is that to us then?
如果讲我们的人生是一个随流失去的人生，
If our life will just go with the flow,
那我们这个人生是一个没有目标的人生。
Then it's a life without direction.
或者说是一个迷失的人生。
Or it will be a life that is lost.
或者一点意义都没有。
And there's no meaning in it.
如果是严重一点的话，
And if it's more serious,
那是一个失败的人生。
It will be a failure.
是一个堕落的人生。
A deprived life.
是一个犯罪的人生。
A sinful life.
这个随流失去不简单。
So this going with the flow is not simple.
那如果我们说我们今天信主了，
Now today we have believed.
我们没有走到这么严重的话。
Maybe we don't go to that serious a stage.
但是如果我们没有注意听的话。
But if we do not heed the word.
我们可能过一个是世俗的生活。
Then we will just have a worldly life.
或者我们是一个世俗化的基督徒。
Or we would be a worldly Christian.
再不是我们就是一个宗教化的一个基督徒。
Or just a religious Christian.
严重一点的。我只是一个挂名的基督徒，我根本没有主的生命，我只是以为我有。所以我去年年底跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个听的问题。其实我最近在思想也是这个听的问题。我总是觉得我们都一起在听。
We're all listening here.
但是为什么大家听了最后的听反应不同啊？
But how come the outcome of our hearing are so different?
有些人听到是这种的反应。
Some people heard and this is what happened.
有些人听了是另外一种的反应。
Others heard but they reacted.
有些人听了是没反应。
And some heard but no reaction.
同样的神的话传出来了。
It's the same word of God.
为什么在我们的身上没有果效？
Why is there no fruit in us?
或者是不同的果效。
Or different manifestation.
所以我就想到圣经里面有这句话。
So there's this word in the Bible.
有人有另有一个的心智。
That there's some who have a different spirit.
这个当然讲到是加勒。
Of course it talks of Caleb.
但是这个是对我们每一个人说的。
But this is speaking to each and every one of us.
我们说今天在地上成功的人，
Today, those who are successful in this world,
在他们的个性里面或者在他们里面一定有一些他独特的东西。
There's something special about them.
是吧？他可能很有远见。
Maybe they have great perspective.
或者他很有魄力。
Or they're willing to do a lot.
或者他很有自律。Self-control.
Oh, they have self-control.
或者他很能够吃苦。
Or they willing to.
你可以加起来，我一直在想还有什么可以写，因为我不太成功。
Maybe there are more because I'm not very successful.
我在想那些成功的人究竟有什么特点。
But I was thinking of the special quality of those.
我想有一定还有的。
There must be more.
是他们有了这些特点，他才能够成功的。
So they have this special qualities. That's what make them successful.
一个优柔寡断的人是不会成功的。
But for those who are wishy-washy,
that's right.
They're not gonna be successful.
你问他做什么？不知道啊。
You ask them what are you gonna do?
做那个好不好？不知道啊。
Did you do well? I don't know.
这最厉害就是不知道啊。
They're good at saying I don't know.
因为不知道他没有责任的。
Because if you don't know, you have no.
别人知道那个有责任的。
Other people who know they have the.
所以优柔寡断的不会成功的。
So those who are wishy-washy are not gonna be successful.
那另外一种呢？这个叫什么？好逸恶劳的那一批人。
Those who don't want to labor.
一句很好，就是要懒。
Or they're lazy.
这个只要享受。
They just want to enjoy.
他不会成功的。
They cannot be successful.
当然，他有一个成功，越来越胖，肚子越来越大，那个他成功了。
Maybe they're successful in getting bigger.
All fat. 这个他不会成功的。
Then they're not gonna be successful.
这一个无所谓的人。
Or somebody who don't care.
也是不会成功的。
They can't be successful either.
你知道我们如果今天看看犹太人哈。
If we look at the Jewish people.
我们说犹太人是守律法的。
We say that they kept the law.
你要知道犹太人里面也有无所谓的。
But there's some who are really careless too.
说他们里面真正要守律法的那批人叫做法利赛人。
Those who are serious in keeping the law, those are the Pharisees.
他们真的守律法的。
They really kept the law.
不是这个神的律法，不是地上的律法，神的律法。
They kept the God's law, not worldly law.
但是你发现，在法利赛人那些非常严谨的那些法利赛人。
But of the strictest of the Pharisees.
他们加入加玛列的门下。
They are under the school of Gamaliel.
因为加玛列门下那些才真的是守这个律法。真的守得非常紧的。
Because those who are under Gamaliel, those are the ones who kept the law strict.
你认为这一批人了不起了？
And you know they are special ones.
但你要知道，里面有一个人叫做大树的扫罗。
But there's one called Saul of Tarsus.
他比这一对加玛列门下的更了不起啊！
He is even better than all of the people under Gamaliel.
说到提摩太前书，他介绍他自己的时候。
So when he introduced himself in person,
他说按照肉体来讲我是法利赛人。
He said, according to the flesh, I'm a Pharisee.
我是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
And I'm the Pharisees of Pharisees.
因为我在加玛列门下。
Because I am under the
我比他们都热心。
I'm more zealous than them.
这个人有不同的一个心智的。
This person has a different spirit.
这个人当然路走错了。
But of course we know
但是这个人里面呢，跟许多人的想法不同。
But inside, the way he thinks is different from other people.
所以我今天在思想哈，我们怎么能够有一个不同的心智呢
？So how can we have a different mind?
我们今天都是蒙恩的人。
Today we're all saints.
我们都是神的儿女。
We're all children of God.
我们怎么样能够有不同的心智
？How can we have a different mind?
我尝试来照着我的领受跟着用什么有点交通。
So I want to share from what I've gleaned in the past with brothers and sisters.
你知道我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲哈，不信主的人所追求的就是上天堂。
Those who have not believed, what they are pursuing is to get to heaven.
我们信主的人呢？
But for us who have believed,
你还在追求上天堂吗？
What are you pursuing? Still go to heaven?
我们已经能够上天堂。
We already can go to heaven.
其实天堂这个字也不对。
But even the word heaven.
因为主以后给我们一个新耶路撒冷城。
Because what the Lord is giving us is the new Jerusalem.
是从天上降到地上来的一个新天新地。
There's going to be a new heaven, new earth, and the new Jerusalem coming up.
主也在里面。
And the Lord is in it.
我们今天所追求的乃是要进天国。
Today, what we need to pursue is to enter the kingdom.
我发现今天在基督徒当中啊，八九十。80-90% 都不知道天堂跟天国什么差别。
About 80-90% of Christians do not know the difference between heaven and the kingdom.
一大部分的基督徒都是天国跟天堂一样的。
To most Christians, heaven and the kingdom is one.
所以对他们来讲，我今天信主了，那就已经进天堂了嘛。
So to them, I believe I'm in heaven.
我今天还要这么拼干嘛呢？
Why do I need to labor?
有查查经就好了。
I've gone to Bible study.
那就变成宗教家了，这个守一些宗教活动了。
I kept religious activities.
这个没什么推动力的。
There's no motivation.
就算他们说要做门徒。
Even if they want to be disciples,
也是上一堂课就可以了。
They just go through.
因为天堂跟天国是一样的。
Because heaven and the kingdom is the same.
这个好一点的。
Maybe for those who are better.
他们发现，因为要进天堂，说他们拼命只为一件事，就是传福音。
And because they want to be in the heaven, the thing that they pursue is to go and preach.
我已经进了。所以啊，你们还没进，我就一拼命要你进。
I can already go to heaven. You still cannot, so I need to get you to heaven.
他所有的想法只有传福音。
So all that they think about is to preach the gospel.
因为天国跟天堂是一样的。
Because again, heaven to them and the kingdom is the same.
你知道我们那个永生永死那一天的那个审判，我们解决了。
We know we have solved the problem of that judgment of eternal life and eternal death.
你真的重生得救。你那个已经及格
了，
因为我们有主的宝血
了。
但是我们不要忘记，
还
有一个基督台前的审判，
这
个是专门为基督徒设立的。既然还有这个审判的话，就是说我们还要面对这个审判。你过不了这个审判的话，有后果。
If you cannot pass this judgment, there are consequences.
但我们如果想，反正我上得了天堂就可以，这个怎么样都可以。
But if your thinking is as long as I can get to heaven, I don't care about this.
但是圣经里面说，这是黑暗里面的。
But the consequence is darkness.
并且你是非常懊恼、非常难过，你为什么会进来的？
And you will regret so much.Why are you there in that darkness?
圣经告诉我们说，这个审判根据什么？
And what is this judgment based on?
根据我们今天所行的。
It's according to what we do.
你信主之后，你的生活是怎么过的？
How you live after you believe.
就是我们今生的生活是那个要审判的。
So the judgment is on our life after we believe.
我们今天所行的，圣经怎么讲？或善或恶，受报。
So whether it's good or bad, there's going to be a return on that.
说第一个哈，我们要成为一个能够有另外一个心智的人。
So we need to have a different mind.
最少我们要跟其他人有不同，就我明白天国跟天堂是不同的。
We have to be different from other people. We need to understand the difference between heaven and the kingdom.
我们要理解，我信主之后，我的追求是为着进天国的。
After I believe, my pursuit is to enter the kingdom.
这是第一个。
This is number one.
第二个。
Number two.
刚刚我们读的这个提摩太后书说大户人家。
Now in Second Timothy, when we read about a great household,
神的家在那里说是大户的人家。
The house of God is a great household.
他说在这大户的人家很多的器皿。
And in that great household, there are many vessels.
有金的，有银的。
There are gold, there are silver.
有木的，有瓦的。
And there's wood and there's clay.
在那里说哈，神借着保罗说，我所要找的是贵重的。
The Lord said to Paul that I'm looking for the honorable vessel.
当然不是说我们家里摆很多金的、钻石啊，一大堆东西在家里。
It's not like your house decorated with diamonds or gold.
我们要看主在这里，在他家中在找什么器皿。
But what really is the Lord looking for in His house?
你要知道，如果我们今天信主，只要主什么都为我就好了。
If today after believing, all we want is that the Lord is all for me.
我只要我所有的问题就是主解决我所有的问题。
We only want the Lord to solve our problems.
我们不会成为贵重的。
Then we cannot be vessels of honor.
我想我们温习一下我们常交通的一些事情。
We'll review what we share very often.
我们说那十个童女。
The ten virgins.
那五个聪明的童女预备了油。
The five wise virgins prepared oil.
当主回来的时候，他们能够去迎接他。
And so when the Lord came back, they can go and welcome the Lord.
并且主能够接纳他。
And the Lord accepted them.
所以我们说这五个聪明的童女是贵重的器皿。
And so these five virgins are honorable vessels.
那五个愚拙的铁定是愚拙的，铁定是卑贱的。
And those foolish virgins are vessels of dishonor.
因为被拒绝了。
Why? Because they have been rejected.
圣经也告诉我们说，主如果有一天回来。
So the Bible tells us if one day the Lord comes back.
他说有两个人在推磨。
There are two threshing.
有两个人在耕田。
There are two in the field.
有两个人在睡觉。
There are two sleeping.
有一个被提走了，一个留下。
One is raptured, the other is left behind.
你认为是谁会被提走了？
Who is going to be raptured?
贵重的那个。
Of course, it's the honorable one.
那就有一个会提到主的宝座去了。
One is going to be raised to the throne.
两个都是基督徒。
Then both of them are.
有一个被提走了。
One is raised up.
不经过死亡的。
They don't have to pass through death.
所有人都要经过死亡。
All the others have to pass through death.
所有人都要经过灾难。
All have to go through tribulation.
在这里有两个，有一个不需要。
But one does not have.
谁呀、
啊、？Who is that one?
贵重的器皿。
It is the vessel of honor.
当然，我们知道有一天所有基督徒都要被提，不经过死亡。如果你还活着的话。
We know that if you're living, all Christians in the end will be raptured.
那这样没意思了嘛？反正都走了，还要什么两个留下一个
？But all are going to be raptured, so there's no talk about one or the other.
说弟兄姊妹，这个。你要知道我们要明白就是说我们有好这个是可以被提走的
we need to understand that we can be raptured.
我们也讲过神给我们有一千两两千两五千两的才干
and we also talk about the one talent five talent two talent and then five talent
我们说今天神说这些才干恩赐是要我们来侍奉他的
now these talents areto be used to serve him.
如果我们不愿意来侍奉他
if we're not willing to
我们就是忙着我的工作我的家庭
and all we care about is my family, my work
有空的时间好好享受
and if I have free time, I'm just going to enjoy
我跟你讲你不会成为贵重的
you cannot be a vessel of honor
如果我们不照着主给我们的才干恩赐来侍奉的话也不会成为贵重的
if we do not serve according to our talentWe cannot be vessel of honor.
我们就像那个一千两的。
Then we're like those with one.
我们把它藏在地里面。
They hide it in the ground.
所以主用另外一个话讲说，又懒又恶的仆人。
And that's why the Lord said, lazy and evil servant.
弟兄姊妹，我要你们一直想着，我们要做一个贵重的器皿。
I want you to focus on we want to be vessel of honor.
刚刚在提摩太后书这里说哈。
In 2 Timothy it says.
你想要做一个贵重的器皿。
To be a vessel of honor.
他说你要自洁。
You need to be
sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
你要脱离卑贱。
You have to leave behind anything that is dishonorable.
你知道自洁这里真正的意思是什么？
What is sanctified here?
他这个意思乃是讲到分别。
It is to be separated.
神要我们过一个分别的生活。
He wants us to live a separated life.
神不是要我们对他有多热心。
It's not that we have to be zealous.
神要我们先学一件事情，就是说我们懂得分别。
He wants us to learn how to be separated.
信与不信，这有个分别。
So believers versus unbelievers, there's a separation.
他说神的殿跟偶像是有个分别。
Or the temple of God versus idol, there's a separation.
他说你属神的跟属魔鬼的是有分别。
你
看我们今天什么东西都可以混在一起的。
For us today, we tend to mix them all up.
你看我们最近这个 Halloween, 对不对？
For example, the past Halloween.
很多基督徒在过。
A lot of Christians also participate.
因为这个你说鬼节，基督徒没所谓，反正我也没有在拜鬼。
Because the Christians said, "Oh, I don't really worship evil spirits, so I can just."
但是圣经有一句 句话说，不要在别人的罪上有份。
But the Bible says you don't want to have a part in other people's sin.
所以你发现哈，这里讲的圣洁是要我们懂得分别。
So sanctified here means to be separated.
神今天拯救我们，要我们过一个分别的生活。
When God saved us today, He wants us to live a separated life.
所以当他讲到这个大户人家有这么多的器皿的时候，
So in this great house where there's a lot of vessels,
什么是木器瓦器呢？
Now what are the vessels that are wood and clay?
木乃是讲到是属人的。
Wood refers to man.
瓦器呢乃是出于人天然的。
And clay is out of the natural part of man.
所有不属神的都是木器。
All that do not come from the God is wood.
所有出于人天然的都是瓦器。
And all of it that's out of the natural man is clay.
说保罗在那里写说，这大户人家神不要这种木器瓦器。
And it says in this great household we do not want wood and clay.
我们知道银乃是讲到救赎。
We know silver talks about salvation.
金讲到一切都是属神的。
And gold refers to everything is of God.
说神今天要我们能够所有出于一切的都是出于神的。
So what God wants today is everything is out of.
你要成为一个另有一个心智的人，你今天有一个要过分别的生活。
If you want to be a person of a different mind, you have to live a separate life.
你会发现别人可以，你不行。
Others may, but you cannot.
有时候是你立定心意，我不要跟别人一样这样子。
Maybe it's setting a will and says I don't want to be like others.
有些时候是神不让你跟别人一样。
Sometimes it's the Lord who does not.
你会问神为什么他可以做，我做你就要管教我了。
Maybe you ask the Lord why is it it's okay for them, but if I do it, you.
因为神要你过分别的生活。
Because the Lord wants you to live a separated life.
那第二个他讲到要脱离卑贱。
And then the second is to leave behind dishonor.
我们知道这特别讲到我们的私欲，我们的情欲。
Talks about our lust and our thoughts.
因为这个我们不离开的话，我们会被这个私欲牵引，就会犯罪。
If we do not flee from our lust, then we will be sinning.
我们说我们有时候还是失败了。
Of course we say we failed at times.
但是神总是教导我们，我们失败了，我们再爬起来。
But the Lord teaches that once you fail, you get back up.
没有一个倒下的孩子，跌倒的孩子不再爬起来走路了。
There's no little kid who fall and then don't get up back up.
每次的跌倒，他学个功课，下次这个不容易再跌倒。
If he falls and he learns, then he does not easily fall again.
所以我们今天一旦有跌倒失败，我们靠主的恩典，我们再爬起来往前走。
So if today we fail, by the grace of God, we get back up and continue walking.
我们继续过一个分别的生活。
And continue to live a separated life.
说第二件事情。
So secondly,
要成为一个贵重的器皿。
To be a vessel of honor.
第三个。
A third,
那条路引我们能够真的有一个另外的心智，这条路是什么？
Where is that way that will lead us have a different mind.
我刚刚跟弟兄姊妹读了很多段的圣经。
We have read many passages today.
我主要跟弟兄姊妹讲三件事情。
And I want to speak of three important things.
这个另有一个心智，这个出于加勒的事情。
Now this different spirit that is in Caleb.
英文讲得很清楚哈，他说他有另外一个灵。
In the English, it says a different spirit.
所以在原文这里是讲他有另外一个灵。
So in the original, it does say it's a different spirit.
你要知道，我们都是有灵的人。
We know that we have spirit.
我们的灵信主之后，跟神就恢复了正常的功用。
After we believe, our spirit restored that normal function.
因为你要知道，你不信主之前，你还是有个灵的。
Before you believe, you have a spirit.
你那个灵可以交鬼的。
But that spirit can get in touch with the evil spirit.
但是你今天信主之后，终于能够跟神恢复一个正常交通的关系。
But now after you believe, you can have a normal communication with God.
我们今天虽然已经跟神能够沟通了，
Now today you can commune with God，
我们这个灵还需要不断的更新。
But that spirit has to be renewed。
你如果记得在圣经里面有一段的故事，
Maybe you remember a story in the Bible。
耶稣有一天去了撒玛利亚一个城里面，
The Lord went to a city in Samaria。
然后呢，里面的人不接待他们。
And the people there do not want to accept him。
这个约翰跟雅各就跟主说。
And James and John told Jesus。
他说主啊，我们好不好吩咐天上降下火来烧掉他们
？We want to call down fire from heaven to destroy them。
你知道主怎么回答
？And what did the Lord say？
主耶稣说，你们的灵如何，你们不晓得。
The Lord said, "You are not even aware of what kind of spirit."
主这件事情直接指到他们的灵里面的光景不对。
The Lord immediately touched on their spirit.
他说：“你们灵这个怎么样？你不知道。
You do not know the condition of your spirit.
我来是要救人，你就要我全部把人都杀光了。
I come to save, but you want to destroy.
那我们已经离职很多的，对吧？索多玛你不是也杀了？”
Well, we could say, well, you also destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
对不对？叫以利亚也降火下来了，这个。
Elijah also called down fire.
说主耶稣给这个约翰跟雅各知道他们的灵是刚烈的灵。
But the Lord
暴躁的灵
wants to show them that they have a violent spirit.
他们的灵不是一个柔和的灵。
Not a gentle spirit.
神要他们改的。
The Lord wants them to change.
但是我们读圣经，我们当然没看到雅各改，因为他是第一个寻道的。
We cannot see James changing because he was the one first martyred.
可能他那个这么刚强的灵啊，他这个死就死了。
Maybe his very strong spirit says, "If I need to die, I'll die."
但是你看，约翰活到100岁。
But John lived to about 100.
他写约翰福音、约翰一书。
And he wrote the Gospel of John and the Epistles of John.
他里面特别讲到主的爱。
And he touched on the love of God.
他这个这么暴烈的一个灵，成为一个温柔的灵。
You see, from a violent spirit, he turned into a gentle spirit.
所以我要第一个要给弟兄姊妹知道。
So I want to let brothers.
我们的灵如何很重要。
The condition of our spirit is so important.
我们外面可以非常顺服。
Outwardly, we could be very submissive.
我灵里面是非常背叛的。
But we could have a rebellious spirit.
啊，我们常常说口不对心。
Our mouth is not consistent with our heart.
那我们这样说，我的行为跟我里面真正光景不一致的。
Or our action is consistent with our spirit.
我外面可以表现得非常温柔。
Outwardly, we could look very gentle.
我们里面是刚硬的。
But inside, we're hard.
我外面可以说很同情你，安慰你。
Or outwardly, we could be very sympathetic and we could be very comforting.
我里面的灵可能非常妒忌你。
But inside, our spirit could be very jealous.
我外面可以好像在认罪。
Outwardly, we could be confessing sin.
其实我里面根本就过不去。
But inside, we're bitter.
你要知道，神在看是我们里面的灵是如何。
Now the Lord is looking at our spirit.
神不是在看我们外面的情况。
The Lord is not looking at our outward.
所以你知道这个诗篇五十一篇，这个大卫犯罪之后，他有个祷告。
So in Psalm 51, David after his sin prayed.
他说：“使我里面能够重新有一个正直的灵。”
That I will have a righteous spirit within me.
他说：“求主更新 renew。”更新我里面有一个正直的灵。
That you will renew a right spirit in me.
你知道我们今天一同聚会。
Today we fellowship together.
我们一同交通。
We have sharing together.
查经。
We Bible study together.
我们祷告。
We pray together.
你知道我们的灵如何是影响整个聚会的。
And the condition of our spirit affects the whole meeting.
如果我们灵是刚强的，你一开口，整个聚会就被你带起来。
If our spirit is strong, we will lead the whole meeting.
如果你的灵是弱的，你一开口，整个聚会就下去了。
If your spirit is weak if you open your mouth, the whole meeting is dragged down.
你讲的话都对的。
What you say could be totally right.
你所说的都非常好。
What you said is good.
我们发现为什么整个被拖下去了呢？
But why is the whole meeting dragged down?
我们的灵的问题。
It is our spirit.
所以我们要知道，当我们的灵不行。
A spirit has problems.
我们的侍奉也不行。
Our servant will also have problems.
我的灵不对，我们所带出的光景也不对。
If our spirit is wrong, the condition that we brought about is also wrong.
我们的灵是低微低沉的，我们所带出来的都是低沉的。
If our spirit is low, our result is also low.
所以从加勒这个讲到说，他有一个牧童的灵。
So here it says.Caleb has a different spirit.
那是我们的灵必须一直给主来更新的。
It's that our spirit has to be continually renewed by the Lord.
所以我们常常说，如果我们良心有亏的话，我们灵绝对不会刚强。
So if our conscience is not pure, then our spirit cannot be strong.
我们需要一直调整我们的灵是对的。
We need to have the spirit adjusted to be right.
所以第一个。有不同的心智，第一个乃是我们的灵要把它一直 调对的。
So to have a different mind, we have to have a different spirit. That spirit has to be renewed and adjusted.
心智这个字在英文真的翻着各种字都出来了，中文就一个心智。
In the Chinese, we always say have a will.
Yeah, something like that.
Like a will. But in the English, it can be translated in many different ways.
这个给我们看到它真正里面要我们认识的。
It really wants to show us what the Lord wants to see in us.
所以第一个是讲到我们的灵的光景。
First is our spirit.
第二个就讲到我们的心思。
The second is our mind.
我们刚刚读彼得前书第四章。
We read First Peter chapter 4.
我们说哈，这个你们肉身受苦，当有这样的心智做兵器。
It says that you will likewise have the same mind. It's the mind to suffer.
你看这里，他用心思了。
Here is use the word mind.
这个智，这个心智，他用心思了。
Here the is like that will, but the word used here is the mind.
他就说你要有个心思。我是要受苦的。
You need to have this mind that I'm supposed to suffer.
我要有个心思说，我可以吃苦的。
You have to have a mind that I'm willing to suffer pain.
我们上个礼拜，我们弟兄跟我们交通了。
Our brother shared with us last week.
我们的行为受两件事支配的。
Our action is controlled by two things.
一个是根据我们的眼光。
One is by our sight.
就是我们的价值观。
System,
一个是根据我们的心思意念，
the other is according to our mind.
这两件是 支配着我们所有的行为。
These two things govern our action.
我们这个眼光，这个价值观一定要有不同的。
Our perspective, our value system has to be different.
我很高兴常常听到一些弟兄姊妹信主了，或者以后过了一些，我常听到说，哎，你跟我不同果了。
I'm really glad when people said to our brothers and sisters that you and I are a different world now.
因为这不是我跟你谈多少的福音。
It does not matter how much of the gospel you talk about.
而是人家一靠近过来说，你就是变了。
But when they get close to you, they say, oh, you have changed.
你看事情的眼光不同了。
Now you see things differently.
你这个想东西也不同了。
And the way you think about things is different.
所以我们今天啊，我们要讲啊，我们以前啊，我们怎么来定义我们的幸福的？
What determines things that we think are blessings?
啊，我有这些这些这些，我就幸福了。
Maybe you think if I have this, that, and so on, then I'm blessed.
你今天会不会说，我今天这个只要能够活的，可以活了？就感谢主。
But today, can you say that the fact that I'm living, I'm thankful to the Lord?
或者我以前很羡慕人家有的才干。
Or before, I envy people of their.
我很羡慕别人所做的。
Or I really desire what they.
我很想效法他们。
I want to imitate them.
其实今天很多学生都做这条路的。
A lot of students are doing that today.
我常常在传福音就跟朋友们说。
I tell friends today.
学生们为什么选这个专业？因为某某人选了。
They pick this this major because somebody pick that major.
我是为什么修这些课？因为某些人修了。
Why they pick these courses? Because others have done that.
并且我非常打拼的去读。
And I labor to study.
我们说好不好？某某人，我们去问某某人，他为什么这样选，好不好
？And then they said, "Oh, let's go ask such and such a person."
好，你去找到某某人了。
When they found that person,
他说：“哎，你为什么选这些
？”And they ask, "Why do you study this?"
他说：“我师兄师姐就选这个。
”Oh, because the students before me they did that.
你看那些人都做这个。
They all do that.
他说我也做了。
And so I'm doing it.
你知道真的为什么吗
？Do you know why?
不知道。
No.
这是我们的很多人的人生。
This is the
我们羡慕别人的。
We desire what other people have.
我们今天能够说，我满足主今天给我的吗
？But can we say I'm contented of what the Lord has given?
我告诉你，你满足今天有的，你喜乐多了。
If you're contented with what you have, you will be joyful.
说诗歌四百二十六首里面这样说。
So hymn 426.
他说：前我要祝福，今天我要主自己。
Before I want his blessing, now it's the Lord himself.
我以前忙着打算我的前途，我今天只靠祈求我的主。
Before I was planning, laboring, and now I just depend on him.
我以前有很多我的欲望，今天我愿意让主为我支配。
Before I have this and that desire, but today I'm willing to let him decide for me.
我以前是想利用主，但我今天但愿主用我。
Before I want to use him, now I want him to use him.
整首诗歌就是前要今要。
The whole song is before and now.
我只举了几个点就是。
I'm just pointing a few examples.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天心思要变的。
Today we need to change our thoughts and our mind.
因为心思影响我们所有这个选择。
Because our mind determines our decision.
你看这个我们弟兄跟我们交通啊，什么是一个属灵的人？
Who is a spiritual man?
他说一个属灵的人是一个有一个属灵心思的人。
A spiritual man is one who has a spiritual mind.
我想这个 the definition 啊，这个非常的好。
It's a very very good definition.
有一个属灵的心思。
You have a spiritual mind.
什么叫做属灵的心思？
What is a spiritual mind?
腓立比书第二章五节就告诉我们。
In Philippians 2:5.
你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let it be your mind, the mind of Christ.
这不是讲我们的心 heart, 这是讲耶稣基督怎么想事情，也成为你怎么想事情。
Not talking about heart, but it's saying.How the Lord thinks about this thing, that's how you think about that thing.
我们想法跟主的想法一致。
Our thinking is the Lord's thinking.
所以我们常常啊，我们也可能都有这种经历。
Maybe we have this experience.
就是我们一个意念想过，主就成就了。
We have this thought, and immediately the Lord.
因为你那个意念跟主的意念是一致的，成就了。
Why? Because that particular thought is the.
你说我都还没去祷告呢。
You say I haven't even prayed.
但是我们的意念跟主的意念一致的，主就成就了。
But if your thought is one with the Lord will definitely fulfill it.
说当我们来看这腓立比书，主在讲说，保罗在讲，你们要以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
So when Paul said that you have to have the mind of Christ in Philippians,
主的心思是什么？
What is the mind of
Christ? 他想到我降卑是一件好事。
He thinks that if I become lower and lower, that's a good thing.
我们能够这样想吗？
Do you think that way?
我们只想一直升一直升是好事。
For us, we just want to go up.
降卑绝对是坏事。
Coming down is so bad.
这是思想的。
That is our thinking.
当我们的思想能够想有一个完全改变的思想，说我降卑那是好事。
If we have a changed mind and we see coming down, being low is a good thing.
你看主看受苦是好事。
The Lord thinks suffering is a good thing.
我们认为受苦是好吗
？Do you think suffering is good?
那主说，如果受苦的环境到了，你能够想这是好的。
If the circumstances circumstance of suffering comes, you can think that is good.
彼得前书告诉我们说，如果我们能够受苦的话，
First Peter says, if we can suffer,
我们就可以不从人的情欲了。
Then we would not be controlled by the lust of men.
刚刚我们说贵重的器皿要脱离卑贱。
We said how to be rid of this honor.
这个卑贱我们说是情欲的事。
We said this dishonor is because of lust.
你怎么去脱？
How do you get rid of that?
彼得在这里给个答案。
There is this answer here.
如果你能够啊，不是我们自己去找苦吃哈。
Well, it's not that you're trying to look for.
乃是我们接受主给我们那些受苦的环境。
But if you are willing to accept the suffering circumstances that the Lord.
如果我们能够有个想法说这是对我好的。
If you have a mindset that says yes, this is good for me.
你发现神说什么，你可以脱离你从人来的情欲。
Then you can be rid of the lust of men.
是从神的旨意。
But.
我们都很想要神的旨意。
We all want the will of God.
当然有人告诉我他不 care 神的旨意。
Of course, there are some who said I don't care.
但是，但愿我们都看重神的旨意。
May we all really value the will of God.
我们要能够看重神的旨意。
If we value the word of God,
神今天给我们一条路，就是你能够想得通，受苦对我是有益的。
Then the Lord give us a way that you know suffering can be good for you.
所以。我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到了。
And so I shared with brothers and sisters.
我们想安息。
We like to be restful.
我们要同与主同负一轭。
Then we have to take up his yoke.
接受他给我任何的环境。
Accept and take whatever he gives us.
那叫学他的样式。
Learn of him.
圣经多处说我们要效法主。
We need to imitate him.
你这效法不是外面的，我是学要做一个谦卑的人，温和的人。
We're not talking of outward imitation.
我们弟兄也跟我们讲了，我们一生追求的主的不是外功，是内功。
And brother also shared that what we're pursuing is nothing that's of outward, but really inward.
完全整个故事都是里面的。
The whole story is an inward story.
说学主的样式，我们学会放下我们的权利。
So imitating the Lord is we know how to yield our rights.
我们都是 claim our rights. 我们都有很多的权利。
We all want to cling and claim our rights.
神要我们能够放下我们的权利。
But the Lord wants us to let go of our rights.
说这个是第一点是我们的灵要对。
So first, our spirit has to be right.
第二个，我们的心思要一直被更新。
And our mind has to be continually renewed.
一直给我们在不同的事上，我们能够想到主是怎么，不是想到主怎么讲，我想的就是主想的。
And in different various things, we have how the Lord thinks.
第三个。
And the third one.
在哥林多后书第五章哈，他那里五章第九节哈，他说或在身内，或者离开身外。我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Whether it's in the body or out of the body, we want to please the Lord.
你要知道，那里没有用 spirit 这个字。
Didn't use the word spirit there.
他在那里也没有用心思脉这个字。
It doesn't talk about the mind either.
他讲了一个，有些翻译是 purpose， 有些翻译是 aim， 那是你的目的是什么
？Talks about purpose or aim.
他说我们要有一个目的，就是讨主的喜悦。
We have to have a purpose, is to please the Lord.
中文是讲志向，你要立一个心志，我要讨主的喜悦。
In Chinese, it says that you have to decide a will that you want to.
你要有目的，你必须先有心愿。
If you have a goal, you really.
你没有心愿，你永远达不到那个目的。
Unless you want, you cannot achieve the.
你这旧约的雅各，你说他很诡诈。
We know that Jacob is very shrewd.
他是一个有心愿的人。
He has a will.
当他逃离他哥哥的时候，
When he ran away from his brother,
他在伯特利那里，他发了一个梦。
In Bethel, he dreamt a dream.
他跟神有许了一个愿。
And he made a vow to God.
他说：“神啊，我今天逃难了。”
said, "Today I've run away."
如果你给我有吃有住，
if you let me have shelter and
又把我带回来这里的话，
and you can bring me back to this place,
啊，怎么说？我就以你为我的神。
Then you're going to be my God.
他对神认识太少了。
His knowledge of God is very little.
但后来他回来了。
So later he came back.
他是有目的的。我是以你为我的神。
He has a purpose. He said, "Oh, I'm going to have you as my God."
弟兄姊妹，我们信主到如今有心愿吗？
Today we have a believer to this point. Do we have a?
雅各的心愿是完全自私的。
We know Jacob's will is selfish.
完全属地的。
It's earthly.
但是那是他那时候所认识的。
But that's according to what he knows.
我想你们也许一些愿嘛，主要你给我就考试考过，我就怎么的。
Maybe you also made promises to the Lord. If I pass this test, then I will.
主，你给我毕业，我就怎么。
If you let me graduate, then I will do.
问题是什么？你考过了毕业，你根本忘记了毕业那堆东西了。
But the problem is you pass and you have graduated.
这不是许愿。
That is not making a promise.
如果你真的有许愿的话，你要知道主真的带你过来。你答应你曾经讲过的话。
If you really promise, you will fulfill your promise.
所以我们要知道，当你有目标的时候，你必须先有一个心愿。
If you have a goal, you have to have a will to do.
所以这保罗在这里说啊，我在身内、身外，就我活着，我死了，我都要讨主的喜悦。
So whether in the body or out of the body, meaning whether You're alive or you die.
另外一个他说或生或死总叫基督在我身上照常的显大
Whether I live or die let the Lord be magnified in me.
这是保罗在神面前他的心愿也成为他活着的目的
This is what he wants and this is also his goal.
所以我就提这三件事因为我只找到这三个不同
So I only mentioned these three because I only found these three.
啊，我们的灵要对。
I have to have a right spirit.
我们的心思要一致，能够向主的。
Our mind has to be the Lord's mind.
我们要有心愿，有目的，是为了主的。
We need to have a goal, and that's for the Lord.
我在圣经里面好多例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
我时间不够给我去都把他们讲出来了
It's not enough time to talk about all this
但是我愿意可以的我也提几个
But
一两个
I'll mention a few.
你要知道人生充满了选择
There's so, life has a lot of choices.
选择的时候就显出你想什
么
平常每一次啥都显不出来
We cannot see what's inside.
亚伯拉罕跟罗德都一起离开乌尔。
For example, Abraham and Lot, they leave Ur at the same time.
他们离开舒服的环境去住在帐幕里面。
Both of them left comfort and live in tents.
我们看这两个人都非常爱主。
So outwardly, both of them loved the Lord.
放弃了舒服的生活去住在一个非常不舒服的环境。
They left comfort to live in a place of discomfort.
这是我们看的。
This is what we can see.
神怎么看呢？
Now, how about God?
神看内心的。
He
对神来讲这两个人不是一样的
to God, these two
怎么让他们显呢
How do you manifest that?
不是他们两个吵架、
他
们的仆人在吵架
It's their, servants quarreling.
那神兴起一个环境仆人在吵架
this is raised by God, the servants are quarreling.
一个艰难来了
There's a difficulty here.
开始要显了
So it's starting to show.
亚伯拉罕就跟罗德说：“你选吧。”
Abraham said to Lot,
你往东，我往西；你往北，我往南。”
If you pick east, I'll go west. If you pick north, I'll go south.
罗德一看，大平原好啊，山地啥都没有，种也种不出东西。我哪大平原
？The Lot said, "The plain is good. That's what I'm gonna get."Instead of the mountainous area.
这是他心思所想的他分析完他选择大平原
So that's his mind after analyzing that's his choice
结果怎么样？他一直回去城市，住回城市房屋里。
Then he gradually moved closer and closer, and then finally end up in a city.
啊，到了索多玛，住在城里了。
That's where he ends up, Sodom.
说这是他心思想的。为什么他会这样选？因为他一直想，哎呀，这个够了，够了，我这种生活不够了，我回去了。
So his choice is determined by his mind.
我问你啊，你是亚伯拉罕，怎么办？
If you're Abraham, how, what are you going to do?
啥好处都给他选完了。
Every good thing is already taken by Lot.
留下一块山地是不毛之地。
All this mountainous area, what are they?
那个不知道像不像台湾？台湾是可以把山都可以弄来种地的哈。这个他山就可能种不了东西了。
Well, of course we know like today in Taiwan, the mountains you can plant, but at that time I don't know what can he do with the mountains.
但亚伯拉罕的灵里面。他没有紧张。
But in his spirit, he was not nervous.
你拿什么都可以，我满足于我现在有的。
Whatever you want, you can take it. I'm contented with what I have.
圣经好美哦，当罗德选择走的时候。
When Lot made his choice and left,
神就向亚伯拉罕显现。
The Lord showed himself to Abraham.
他跟亚伯拉罕说：“你举目观看。”
The Lord said.You look and you see.
凡你所见的都给你。
Whatever you can see is all yours.
现在罗德走过的地方也是你的。
Even the place that Lot tread.
我跟你讲，罗德最后得到什么？
And what did Lot gain?
他就算到了索多玛，最多一个房子，一块地。
Even if he got to Sodom, maybe he got a house.
但我们知道他最后啥都没有。
We know in the end he didn't have anything.
但是亚伯拉罕是所有你看到的，不只给你，还给你后代的。
And then to Abraham, not only what you see is yours, but also to your generations.
直到今天啊，以色列人为什么回去现在种东地？这块地是给亚伯拉罕的。
Why does the Jews go back to the land? Because this land.
神讲过话不算数的，不会不算数的，主讲过话不算数完了。
What the Lord says.Will not be in vain.
我是讲异端的这个，神讲的话都算数的。
Everything that the Lord says, is true.
你看这个另有一个心智，这个事情是从加勒出来的。
So this different spirit is from Caleb.
你发现加勒在那个时候，他们是其中，他是跟约书亚是其中的探子去探这个迦南地。你知道他们回来第一个话都一样的，非常肥沃的一个地。
And the first word they said is a very good land.
因为他说牛奶与蜜地，的确是牛奶与蜜地，你看水果这么大。
Because it's a land of milk and honey, and the fruits are so big.
这个报告没差别，都一样。
This report is the same for all.
关键是要进去得这地出问题了。
But when they have to go in, then that's the problem.
十个探子，多数的哈，十个探子说不能进去。
The ten said you cannot go in.
因为他们的心思在 process， 他们在想什么呢？他说那里的人都是巨人。
Because their mind starts working, and they said it's all giants.
都是吞吃居民的人。
And they will eat.
然后呢他说看他们看我们，我们看自己都是蚱蜢。
And the way they look at us and we look at ourselves, we're like grasshoppers.
这一定有夸张了，对不对？
Well, it's kind of exactly.
我们是蚱蜢，他们要多高啊？
If we're grasshoppers, how tall can they be?
说这夸张的言辞了。
So it becomes exaggerated.
这个夸张言辞从哪来？从心思来的。
Where does this exaggeration come from? It's from the mind.
就是要告诉人说不可以进去，我们就像蚱蜢。
It's to tell people we cannot go in because we're like grasshoppers.
我们看加勒跟约书亚怎么回答呢？
But how did Caleb and Joshua reply?
不要怕他们。
Do not be afraid of them.
他们虽然高大，但他们可以成为我们的食物。
They are big and tall, but they can be our food.
你发现大家想法刚好两边极啊，两极的。十个探子说我们成为他的食物。
The ten says we are going to be his food.
这两个人说他们成为我们的食物。
But these two said they are going to be our.
请问在座的弟兄姊妹，你在那时候你听谁的？
Now brothers and sisters, who are you going to listen to?
你知道吗？ 考你的心思。
It's all a test of your mind.
所以我们说，为什么这么多人在听，最后出来的结果都这么多不同的？
So we said everybody's listening, but the result.
因为就在考我们的心思，怎么来 process 这两批人讲的话？
It's to test your mind. How are you processing this information?
我们的心思不变的话，我们就照着一般人做的想法就做了。
If your mind is not renewed, you're going to be like that.
你不可能成为那个另有一个心智的人。
You cannot be one who has a different mind, a different spirit.
我们再看，当我们知道所有20岁以上的成年人全死在旷野，只有加勒跟约书亚能够进去这块地。
And we know all the adults have to die in the wilderness except for Caleb and Joshua.
我们来看看哈，后来神给约书亚这个做摩西的继承人。
We know Joshua became the one after Moses.
约书亚没有骄傲对加勒说：“我不是你。”
He was not proud and said and didn't say to Caleb.
神跟摩西都看中我多一点点，不是你。
God and Moses really looked at me a little bit more.
我们怎么读约书亚记都没看到约书亚是这样的灵的，他灵里面一点都没骄傲。加勒呢？
How about Caleb?
心中苦毒的不得，怎么是你？我很差吗？
Is he bitter? Like, well, if I am I less?
为什么两个里面就是选你没选我？
Why out of the two, you're the one who's picked?
加勒的灵也非常好。
He has a good spirit.
他没有妒忌。
He wasn't jealous.
他能够接受神如此的安排。
He can accept what the Lord.
到他八十五岁的时候。他说四十年前我如何，今天我也如何，那时候多有能力，我现在一样。
He said how I was 40 years ago, today I have the same strength, I'm the same way.
这怎么来的？
How can this be?
神保佑他灵对身体也好。
The Lord kept his spirit and his body.
所以你发现这两个人灵是对的，心思也是对的。
We see these two people, they have the right spirit.
他们的目的也是对的。
They have the right goal.
神说要得这块地，我就是要得这块地。
The Lord said you want to possess the land, and they want to possess that land.
说他们就进去这块地。
And so they entered that land.
我没时间再提其他一些人了。
I don't have time to mention others.
但愿我们今天交通这个另有一个的心智。
Today we share about this different mind.
我们愿意做一个是有分别的人。
That we want to be a person who is separated.
我们能够再过一个分别的生活。
And we live a separated life.
我们才有机会，我们的心思一直被主来更新。
Then our spirit can continually be renewed by the Lord.
虽然我们这个，我们要知道另一个心智的人很少。
We know that to have a different spirit is there are very few of those.
你看历世历代。这个从旧约到新约，真的有另一个心智的人很少。
From the Old Testament to the New, those who have a different spirit, different mind are very few.
但愿你我愿意做一个另有一个心智的人。
But may you and I be one who's willing to have a different spirit, a different mind.
这跟我们年纪啊，这个年岁大年岁轻一点关系都没有。
This does not have to do with age.
这乃是说我愿意做一个真的是有不同的灵不同的想法的人。
But this is to say I want to be one who has a different spirit, a different mind.
刚刚我们弟兄给我们唱了个391首。
We sang 391.
他说哎呦我这个破坏了损坏了。
I'm wrecked.
我们就觉得哀叹。
Then we probably will cry.
但他说岂知我们该赞美。
But then it says we have to pray.
这是一个想法的改变。
This is a different mind.
他风浪无情给我受伤了。
Oh, this storm has hurt me.
但如果我想法是对的，我却能够在这样的环境中受伤了，我享受主的安慰与父母。
But if I have the right mind, then I can still experience.
说但愿我们真的有一个很强的心愿，说主，我要讨你的喜悦。
That we will have this strong will to want to
但愿你能够在我身上或生或死都能够彰显。
Whether in life or in death, that we manifest him.
我愿意付代价。
I'm willing to pay the price.
成为一个贵重的器。
To be a vessel of honor.
能够合乎你用。
And to be used by you.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，每次来到你的面前，我们都求你的怜悯。
Every time we come before you, Lord, we ask for your mercy.
主，我们实在是一个无用的人，在我们里面一点良善都没有。照我们的天性，我们所想所做的都与你差何等的远。说但愿你来 quicken， 你来打进我们，在我们的心中打一下。主要让我们里面有个醒觉过来，主要愿意我们真的在你手中能够成为一个另有一个性质的人，主要让我们的心思意念意志被你来调整，我们所想的就是你所想的，怜悯我们在这个时代里面，
Have mercy on us in this generation.
说不让我们随流失去。
That we will not just go with the flow and get lost.
世界虽然像吼叫的狮子要找吞吃的人。
But the world is like a lion trying to devour us.
保守我们不做那吞吃的人。
But we will not be devoured.
让我们能够真的到那日，我们不会羞愧。
But in that day we will not be shamed.
愿意我们有个心愿，我们要在你手中做一个贵重的器皿。
We really, really want to be a vessel of honor.
我们愿意过一个分别的生活。
And live a separated life.
那一日，人有荣耀你的名。
That we can glorify your name that day.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.